Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm particularly delighted to tell you that on the line today is Nashina Mohammed. Thank you for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM. Nashina, I'm struggling to hear you. Are you still there?
Yes, let's hoping. Do you get me, Simon?
I more than get you. I get you clearly and crisply.
Awesome.
And we can have, super awesome. And we can have an incredible conversation now, which is what I've been looking forward to all week.
Yes,
Nashina, you're a very brave woman. You've jumped right into the middle of the Middle East conflict, which is such a polarizing issue and such a wedge issue. What's your story and why did you do this?
There's an incredible journey behind this campaign, and that will take about 20 minutes, so I'm going to do my best to keep it as brief as possible. I think the big push came in 2018 after I covered the Friends of Israel peaceful protest against the South African government's position to downgrade its ambassador to Israel, and as a result of that coverage, I received hate speech comments or hate comments directed at the Jewish and Christian supporters who were out at the peaceful protests. And that really got me to a space of accountability. It was not a pleasant experience to encounter, Simon. But in my individual capacity, I wanted to make a difference. And I wanted to take a stand against such prejudice in the spirit of peaceful reconciliation. I recognize that this conflict has polarized the Muslim and Jewish community, and it is divisive to some extent. And the reason why I recognize it is because of the incident that sparked the hate comments that came through on my Facebook page. So I took a stand against that, and I think it's, you know, it's in the interest of our communities here, and it's in the broader interest of the peace process to continue in the Middle East, whichever way it goes. That is the only alternative that is available, and that is the only alternative I believe that we need to put our energy into so that it can gain momentum and that people can start really opening their hearts to consider the peace process as a vital process, not only for the two states or the neighbors, but also for the Middle East and for the world, for world peace as well.
I couldn't agree with you more. Nashina, to what extent were your views accepted by the greater Muslim population in South Africa?
My views in terms of the campaign?
In terms of trying to humanize the other.
Yeah, I think it's been warmly received. And, you know, I actually am very optimistic about, you know, taking it to the next level. I have many followers. I have more than 8,000 followers combined based on my personal profile and also on the other pages. So it's all out there, my campaign, and I've received, I think, not a single negative comment. It's been very warmly received by the Muslim community in terms of the followers that I have attached to my brand and also to my Facebook profile. So that encourages me to keep going. And I think also the climate is supportive in terms of us being in the middle of a global pandemic. And that has been also a pivotal contributing factor for me to actually push this campaign forward. And it actually took off in July 2020 in the middle of this pandemic. And that was a push for me. It was a big contributing factor. I thought the time is right. We need to ask powerful questions about our humanity. And people are asking powerful questions, I think, in terms of where we are collectively as humanity and also where we are individually in terms of the quality of lives that we live. So the timing was perfect to launch the campaign in 2020. It was well received. I have attracted followers also from the Middle East, from Palestine, also from Israel. And it helps to have that engagement with peace activists from both sides of the conflict. And that also gives more visibility to this campaign as well. And so I'm looking forward to so much more. Season one has ended, and I'm working at reintroducing this campaign with more discussions on other conflicts as well, but still primarily to engage with the brave peace activism that's taking place on the ground at a grassroots level, because that is where the hope is. And as one peace activist told me, we need to light those small candles of hope. I really believe this is the only alternative. The opposite to a peace alternative is war and conflict. And we need to ask ourselves the question of, do we want more of this conflict, or do we want to see a resolution that is in the best interest of both sides and also of humanity. We need to engage. We need to also have those hard conversations and open up, you know, the opportunity for peaceful dialogue, whenever also there is some movement in terms of what is making headlines in the region that impacts on this conflict.
Music to my ears. I asked you about the Muslim community. I didn't ask you about the Jewish community. How have they received you?
Well, I'm on air at Kai FM.
So, yes, because...
So I'm happy to be on air and to reach out to the Jewish community. I think it's been warmly received. I have a circle of close Jewish friends, and that is also part of peace building. And so maybe it was a blessing in disguise for me to actually engage more with the Jewish community. I have a goddaughter now who's also a pretty little Jewish girl. And, you know, forming friendships. But it's not because they're Jewish that I have friends. It's also because of the quality of people from the Jewish community in South Africa that I've attracted who support me and who have supported me through the dark times when I was actually targeted by those hate comments on Facebook. So we forged real authentic friendships. And I forged real authentic relationships with the Jewish community here. So I'm very, very much encouraged about taking this campaign forward. And I'm so thankful to my Jewish friends as well and the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in particular for being so supportive and sensitive about my position, how I got caught up in this conflict, and for supporting me in my campaign as well.
Nashina, tell me about the platform, Give Peace a Chance, and if people are interested, where do they go? What can they do? How can they identify? We've got 3 minutes left because of, unfortunately, technological issues stole time from us. But, tell us about
Look me up on Facebook because that is where I host the show. It's called Give Peace a Chance, and it was inspired by John Lennon's song, actually, Give Peace a Chance. All we are saying is Give Peace a Chance, and that was one of my favorite songs. Like I said, I have a long journey behind this campaign, which started and goes way back to 2004. So find me on Facebook, Give Peace a Chance at Channel M Campaign. And you can also look me up, Nashina Mohammed, Nashena Mohammed, Mahomed. And you will find my page listed there as well if you forget the handle for the Facebook campaign.
And what sort of events do you host on that platform?
So really it's about giving visibility to the peace initiatives hosted by peace activists in both Israel and Palestine, and also to engage with thought leaders in other areas like human behavior specialists. I have Dr. John DiMartini on my show, and he's going to be a frequent guest on that show. John and I go back many years. I met him in Johannesburg in 2013, and we've engaged in close to 100 interviews on my previous show, Leading Opinion. And actually, he and I started on this journey of understanding and researching the conflict as well together in 2018. So he's going to be a frequent guest, and you will meet and engage with peace activists on both sides and other thought leaders as well.
Nashina Mohammed, I've enjoyed every single second of my chat to you this afternoon, with you this afternoon. I'm hoping that that's not the last time we chat. Good luck with your endeavors. I'm hugely supportive of anything that gets people to talk to each other. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you everybody for listening. Thank you.
That was Nashina Mohammed, founder and producer at Channel M Production and initiator of the initiative Give Peace a Chance.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.